the rest of the story. In 1998, two teams of astronomers conferred to discuss how they might handle this. After all, what they were about to announce, what they had just discovered, which as yet nobody else on Earth knew, was potentially the most significant, the most disturbing revelation in the history of science. "We've got to be wrong," the Australian team leader insisted. But they were not wrong. Now, they'd run the numbers over and over again. They'd gazed into deep space. They'd darkly pondered and incredulously gazed some more, and nothing that they could do could circumvent their inescapable conclusion. Something vast and mysterious was out there. Something that disobeyed every law of physics. Something seemingly with a mind of its own. The first evidence had presented itself innocently enough. A conference of United States and Australian astronomers had been studying exploding stars in familiar distant galaxies, routine stuff, but the explosions were not quite as bright as they ought to have been. Not nearly, in fact, so the scientists checked all data recorded previously from those same galaxies, and that's when they confirmed that which cannot be. That the expansion of our universe, already proved, which according to every natural law must be slowing down, was actually speeding up. At least that's what was happening there now, out in that far-off wasteland of space. It was as though the galaxies in question were being swept away by some invisible, intangible, impossible tide which defied everything we have learned about gravity, about energy, about mass, about the speed of light squared, all of the rest. There was only one thing to do now, the dumbfounded discoverers decided. Report what they had observed. Put the information into play. Let the global scientific community put it to its test. At first, the announcement was taken in jest. But then somebody just for fun peeked into a telescope and turned pale. Before long, astronomers and astrophysicists and string theorists and all of the other related scientists and mathematicians worldwide were space-ogling, number-crunching, helplessly verifying the original findings of the teams from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and citing Spring Observatory, and thus arose a genuine, mutual desperation to disprove by any means possible this haunting heresy, this bone in the throat of intellectual giants everywhere. But nobody could disprove it. And to this moment, nobody can. For if only this phantom phenomenon were a matter of dark matter or of energy which somehow gets heft to perfect nothingness, even then, the math wouldn't match. And worse still, the universe could never have been born. So the conundrum remains to this day. By one fact only are the scientists quietly frantic, consoled, and that is that you cannot be infected by their mounting distress. You cannot be infected by the mystery behind it, because the untrained individual can't begin to comprehend it. And yet what the great thinkers fear, as a lion we cannot see, with a roar we cannot hear, prowling the jungle of infinite night, might it instead be a lamb? Have the rest of us not believed all along, and in fact found peace in the thought of an invisible hand brushing aside the stars? Have people of faith not always known in their hearts the rest of the story?